Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. And our guest today, who is Sharon Jeffers, we're going to have fun because we're going to be talking about love and destiny. Oh, how many of you out there are looking for that Mr. or Ms. Wonderful? Well, Sharon has got some insights, I think, for us regarding relationships that will be fascinating. And we're going to be talking a little bit about how you can use cards to find out some information. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. Thank you so much for having me.
It's fun. You have a beautiful book here called Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships. Now, you've been involved with numerology and astrology. This has been a real love of yours. You love the numbers, and you've been interacting with people for a number of years. Give us a little background on yourself and how you got into this.
You know, it's so interesting when you just said to me you love the numbers. I was thinking, you know, math was my favorite subject in school.
Mm-hmm.
I loved math. But, yeah, I've been playing with numerology and astrology probably since I was 12 or 13 years old. And, you know, when I was a teenager, I read all Edgar Cayce's books, and I started doing readings with a regular deck of playing cards, like fortune-telling readings, when I was 21 years old.
Now, how did you learn how to do this? Because I've known people through the years that they love to use cards, but a regular playing deck is not something that's common. And years ago, my goodness, I guess it was. So how did you learn how to do this?
It used to be more common than the tarot, actually. And I remember when I was 15, I had a reading with this woman. She must have been in her 80s. And she used a regular deck of playing cards. And she told me that someday I would work with them and it would be very important. And that's the only thing I remember about meeting her. You know, most people don't know that the regular deck of cards was originally used for timekeeping. Its original purpose was as a calendar.
Oh, now tell us about that.
It's so fascinating. Because if you look at the correlations, there are 52 weeks in the year, and there are 52 cards in the deck. There are 12 months in the year, and there are 12 court cards, the jacks, queens, and kings. There are 4 seasons in the year, and there are 4 suits in the deck. In each of those seasons in the year, there are 13 weeks, and in each of those suits of the deck, there are 13 cards. And, you know, it goes on. If you add the entire deck together, like 1 plus 2 plus 3 by their values, the total is 364, and when you add the Joker as 1, it's 365, the number of days in the year. There are a lot of different ideas and concepts and stories about, you know, where the cards come from and whatnot and how old they are, and, you know, I don't know what's true. I do know that this is an amazingly accurate oracle. It's mind-blowing because when we're using this oracle in this way, you don't lay cards out like in fortune-telling or
mm-hmm.
using a tarot deck. I'm actually looking at plates of time, cycles of time that are composed. Each one is composed of the entire deck. So according to our birthday, We have a life path in this oracle, and each day of the year is associated with a card. Some cards have one day in the year, and some have as many as 12. And we each have a birthday on one of those days in the calendar year. So because of that, we then have a birth card, we have a spirit card, soul card, and we have a life path and a spirit path. And then we have time cycles that define the influences that are working with us in time from birth to death.
Now, all of this isn't something that you just got out of La La Land. How did you train on this? I mean, intuition is fine, but you're giving specifics here.
Yes,
and
I...
when you give specifics, there has to be a base for those specifics and a reason why they have been adopted. So with these regular playing cards, tell me who taught you and how did you learn about this?
Well, I came upon this system in 1990. I was having one of those moments where I was in a metaphysical store and I had a feeling there was something in there. And I was about to leave because I didn't find it. And I had my hand on the door and turned around and looked up. And I saw this blue book cover with card symbols on it on the top shelf. And I went over and it was a book that was written in 1947 by Edith Randall and Florence Campbell and called The Sacred Symbols of the Ancients. So I took, it was a spiral-bound book. I took that book home, and I felt like I had just found an old friend. There was something so familiar. And when I saw how the spreads were laid out, when I started working with the cards just spontaneously with no book or anything when I was 21, I laid them out exactly like that. And I had no idea why. And until I saw that book and I remembered. And, you know, my dad taught me to play poker when I was 7.
Hey, quite a pop.
And I quickly learned how to beat him. Poker and pool.
You learned how to beat him really quickly, huh?
I did. I learned. It was, like, so exciting for me. So I don't, you know, I probably had a deck of cards in my hands at some point almost every day of my childhood, you know, and this is based on numbers, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, a mathematician will tell you, you can figure out the entire universe with numbers, so it's fascinating to understand that when those numbers combine with the suits, there is a powerful message for us as human beings, because the four suits represent spirituality, our mental realm, our emotional realm, and our physical realm. So all four suits govern the four aspects of the human experience. And they each have a very specific wisdom that they carry for us to learn, to live by, to be all that we can be in this journey that we're on here.
Now, this book is laid out so exquisitely. It is just a beautifully, beautifully done publication.
Thank
and
you.
When you put this together, you wanted it to be used as a tool.
So I wrote the book to be, yes, absolutely, because when I discovered how profound the information was for relationships, I just dedicated a whole long bit of time writing about this and rewriting and rewriting and understanding as deeply as I could the dynamics that happen when we come together with another person.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's another entity that's created and we refer to it as a relationship. And that relationship has its own agendas. It has its own life path. It has its own governing influences in the cards, which is determined by your cards and my cards,
mm-hmm.
or whoever is in relationship with one another. So I got into that entity, and wow, it's really quite amazing. I get emails and phone calls all the time. People are just blown away at how accurately it describes their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I've always been fascinated by human interaction and relationships.
Uh-huh.
And my own and everybody else's, you know, it's just amazing. And so I just sort of got lost in this for a while, and out came the book. You know, my first book, Cards of Destiny, I did not seek to have that published, or this one. And, you know, it's been interesting how these books have manifested the way they have. Because my first book, I actually did this little coil-bound book that I self-published.
Mm-hmm.
And it, my writing that book and creating it was a healing journey for me after my eldest son had gone to the other side. And a literary agent saw it and called me. But I had always imagined it to look like it does. And then this book now has come. And, you know, the cards that I chose for this book, and Hampton Roads, the publisher, they were great. Both my publishers are fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is a 16th century French deck, and it's so simple and beautiful. It just made the book look really elegant, and it, they did a really nice job putting it together.
Well, and Hampton Roads, yeah, they just do first class whenever they do anything, and it's wonderful. Let's go into something here with the cards.
Okay.
Because you talk about the sacred symbols in here, and again, we don't have enough time to go into more detail, but you have the hearts, the clubs, the diamonds, and the spades, and you say, the hearts represent conception, birth, childhood, youth, family, and the beginning of life. The clubs represent our time of education, the gathering of information and learning of the world. Diamonds represent our values and our personal expressions and our time of manifesting. And spades represent the later years in our life, our spirituality, our wisdom, and determination. So you have this broken down, and in the back of the book, you have a breakdown of, you know, the reference charts. What's your card? You have the solar values of the cards. You have the planetary ruling cards. And you go into a great deal of, you know, it's illustrated beautifully. It's easy enough to look at the spirit and the soul card. And I thought that this was fascinating to be able to look at that, and you've got everything itemized out throughout the book. So when, you know, pick somebody or pick something so that we can give an example to our audience, because if someone has a curiosity about this or they're wanting to get a book, this book, again, is just beautifully done, and it's not a large book. It's Love and Destiny, Discovering the Secret Language of Relationships. So, heck, use me as an example if you want.
Okay, and are you in a relationship?
Oh, my goodness, I've been married for 33 years.
And, okay, and your birthday is January 10th, is
mm-hmm.
that what you told me?
That's right.
Okay, and what's your husband's birthday?
September the 4th.
September the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So your birth card, January 10th, is the Four of Spades.
Right.
And your husband's birth card, September 4th, which is interesting, your Four of Spades and his birthday is on the 4th, is the Seven of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's fun. Then I want to look first at your two birth cards together, okay?
All right.
And I made this book, I laid this book out to be as so easy for people to do this. In the front of the book, it explains how to do it, and then the reference charts are all there, and I did it in the most simple way possible so that it would be really easy and not confusing. So the Four of Spades has a solar value of 43, and the Seven of Diamonds has a solar value of 33. And we add those two solar values together, and we get 76. Now, there are only 52 solar values. So we're going to subtract the 52 from the 76, and we get 14, which is the Ace of Clubs. Our birth card is our soul's expression in this life. And it governs and determines our life path, which is 13-card path. Now, for your relationship, it's the same thing. The soul's expression of your relationship with your husband is the Ace of Clubs. The Ace of Clubs has an insatiable desire to learn and to know and to communicate and to love. This is a card that's driven by communication, learning, and connecting at the soul level. Because it has a Two of Hearts spirit card, and the Two of Hearts is unity and love. So there's always inspiration for new learning, new communication, new expressions for each one of you as individuals, and also that desire to connect with one another as deeply as possible. That's what gets inspired. It also inspires you to be the individuals that you are, rather than being codependent. So there's a beautiful connection internally of your souls and your spirit. Are you with me?
Oh, I'm with you.
Does that make sense?
Yes. In fact, that's one thing that people have often found very interesting. There's one thing that you've mentioned, and that is the independence. I am very much my own person, and my husband is very much his own person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just the way we are. And there is compatibility in that, for example, with all of this stuff that I do for the show, the reviewing of material and interaction, and I can share this with him. And it's very, very much involving communication. We're both strongly oriented in that direction, each in our own respective positionings.
Mm-hmm. Well, now let me look at your planetary ruling cards together. Because the planetary ruling card governs how we move through the world. So the card that governs your planetary ruling cards together in your relationship would govern how you move through the world together. And the card that composites for your Ace of Diamonds and his Five of Spades planetary ruling cards is the Six of Clubs, which is the card of the messenger.
Oh, that's interesting.
This is also one of the most intuitive cards in the deck.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. See, your essence, Donna, as the Four of Spades, is all about bringing the unknown to the table of conversation.
I do that daily.
Yep, the unseen, the unknown. That's who you are in essence. And in your life, in time, in this physical plane, you expand people's awareness through bringing these conversations to the table. So the Six of Clubs is the card of the messenger. Now, there's probably times when you guys just want to hide away from everybody and chill.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It's like no phone, no nothing. We don't have a doorbell. We don't have a telephone. Just times when you just want to be alone. And your environment is probably really important to you, too, the harmony and peace and the creation of that.
Oh, yes, that's very important.
Yeah. Now, let's look at your spirit cards together, because the spirit of our relationship represents a few things. It represents the challenges which are really nudging us to become opportunities. And it represents the energy within the relationship that wants to express itself. So your spirit card is the Ten of Clubs, and his is the Nine of Hearts. This is the Six of Diamonds. So responsibility with these two sixes Responsibility to values, very, very important.
Yes, that's for us. That's
right, that's action, justice,
mm-hmm.
taking care of business, and doing things from a place. I mean, that's the expression that emerges from the inner realms of this card.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a really juicy part to that card. But it's about taking what you know out into a bigger realm
mm-hmm.
to enhance each other's lives and to enhance the lives of others.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your soul card is the Four of Hearts, and he's the Nine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 4, 9, 13. That's a King of Hearts. So the soul of your relationship, the wisdom this relationship carries, the essence of it is the King of Hearts, who is the Master of Love.
Oh, this is cool for Valentine's Day.
yeah.
My audience knows more about me now, and it's just this little bit of time.
Yeah, this King of Hearts is the, safe harbor for the people. And this is a very juicy card for relationship, and so it's like the soul, what you're wrapped in, the wisdom that you're wrapped in this relationship is really, you know, the higher aspects of love and also the sweetness of it and compassion. This also makes you both want to be, you could be a little possessive of your time as individuals as well as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, you together, and as individuals, because of the combinations of cards that are coming in, I'm just giving you a brief overview. In the book, I go into each one of these in depth, and then at the end of each one, I have the four keys to the kingdom for that card.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those are the four most important things the relationship needs to thrive. The cards that are all together here in your relationship really express that, you know, there's a savoring of the importance of time in life, and that's probably the most important aspect that comes forth for both of you as individuals, or for each of you as individuals and both of you as a couple.
How has this affected your life? When you are, and you've been involved with these numbers, and I want to thank you for what you shared with me today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But when you have done this, and this has been a significant part of your life, you've put this wonderful book together, how has this affected your life?
It's enhanced my understanding of myself when I'm in a relationship with someone else, whatever kind it is, and of other people. And that's why I wrote my book. That's mm-hmm. why I wrote both books, actually, is because if we understand that we really are one, there is no deck if one card is missing. Everybody belongs to the same deck here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about compassion, understanding, values, and wisdom. Those are the highest expressions of the suit. And so, for me, sometimes I feel like I'm Alice in Wonderland. I'm watching people run around their cars with heads and arms and legs. I'm going, I bet that person's a 3 of clubs. You know, I recently adopted a dog, and I'm really trying to figure out what her card is. But, you know, it's really enhanced my experience as a human being, teaching me compassion and understanding and, you know, the importance of values. And I just feel like I live with these 52 teachers, you know, 53 with the Joker. And it changes my life every day, Donna. I mean, that's the bottom line, because as much as I've discovered already, just hanging out with this system and being with it, and I feel like every day I learn something new.
Well, it's marvelous that you have been able to incorporate this as a learning tool that's expanded your awareness, and that is what, through the years, I've tried to share with people. A tool is a tool.
Mm-hmm.
It is, cards are merely paper, but it's how you develop the tool, how you use it. It's like anything else in life, and it can be used to propel you forward, or you can stagnate with it. You can just go nowhere with it and get locked into paradigms that do not allow for expansion. And obviously, you have gone the other way. And your love of numbers has evolved into this wonderful book, Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships. Now, Sharon, I know you have a website. Would you give us that information if people would want to contact you either for private sessions or find out more about the publications that you've put out besides Love and Destiny? How do they find out about you?
I have two websites. One is starofthemagi.com, StarofTheMagi.com. And I have my books on there, my greeting cards, and I have information about the cards. People can learn about their own cards. And I have another website called It's All in the Cards, ItsAllintheCards.com. That's a love and compatibility website. That website's about to go through a major overhaul. But you can go on there and put your name in and somebody else's and just get a one little bit, blurb about your relationship, or you can order a report, or you can get the book and you'll have all the reports available to you and more.
Well, Valentine's Day is around the corner. If you're wanting to make an evaluation, hey, find out about the person's birthday if they're brand new in your life. Or if you want to find out about the relationship you're already in, you will get a lot of detail. And the book Love and Destiny is here. But go to Sharon Jeffers, and that's Jeffers. Go to her website, which is starofthemagi.com, starofthemagi.com. And the other one is itsallinthecards.com. Sharon, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Donna, thank you so much.
Now,
really
I'd like
great.
To ask you to leave my audience with a thought before we say goodbye. What would you like to recommend to people?
The thing I think that I would like to recommend is people explore and discover this amazing deck of cards, because it's full of mysteries and it teaches us compassion, understanding, integrity, and wisdom. And it's fun.
Ah, there you go. Hey, gals, you could have a tea party and have a wonderful time.
Absolutely.
Yes. Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships. My guest has been Sharon Jeffers. Go to her website, Star of the Magi, and also It's All in the Cards. .com after each of them. Again, Sharon, thank you for being my guest today. This
thank
is Donna
you,
Sebo. We're going to be taking a break, and we're going to be back in just a moment. More good things to share. Don't go away.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me. Join us at the 7th Annual Conscious Life Expo, Conference, and Film Festival, February 13th through 16th at the LAX Hilton, 5711 West Century Boulevard, Los Angeles. We are bringing together cutting-edge speakers including David Icke, Sonia Hoquette, celebrity and musician David Carradine, Danyon Brinkley, George Norrie, Sean David Morton, Vashali, and many more. Visit www.consciouslifeexpo.com or call the box office 800-367-5777 for discounted tickets.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTab Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. I know we've got a caller waiting, but I wanted to give you the toll-free telephone numbers that you can call. Now, if you're in the U.S., both of these numbers will work. If you're worldwide, then somewhere else other than the United States, you can call in on 888-815-9756. That's for anywhere in the world, including the U.S., 888-815-9756, and then USA only, 877-876-5227. And remember, I'm an information resource, and I'm delighted to be able to give you my insights. All I need is your first name or initial, and then after that, I'll share with you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything you like. Now, before we go to the caller, I do want to mention, because we're getting to the countdown, I'm going to be at the Conscious Life Expo. I will be there next week. I will be there the 13th, 14th, and 15th, and I will be doing many consultations. My booth number is 537, and on Friday the 13th, what a great date, I'm going to be speaking at 7 o'clock in the evening. So bring a friend, come along to this wonderful event, And do stop by, say hello, and if you want to spend some time with me, you'll be able to do that. Let's go to our first caller for the day and welcome this person to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Yes, my first initial C. My name is Cassandra, and I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, Cassandra. You're in L.A. I'm going to be there next week.
I know. I just heard it. I was so excited to hear that. I guess I'll be seeing you.
That's right. Well, you can go into my website also, and if you want to go to my newsletter, you'll find all the information there
okay.
as well if you need to. And that website, you can type in Donna Sebo on the web, and it'll pop up with Delphi International, and then you can connect that way or just go to Delphi International, and you'll, again, go to the newsletter portion. And there's also the calendar on my website, so you'll have all those details. But, Cassandra, let's get down to business with you. The first thing that is popping into my mind is take care of business. Do not assume that other people or other environments are going to be taking care of business. They're not.
Okay.
You must stay on top of things. And this is something you have been making an evaluation about anyway. You have been looking at paperwork and you say, you know what, I feel like I'm one of these cartoon characters where papers are up above my head and I'm scared to death the stacks are going to fall over on me. Well,
yes.
Have a friend if you can. If you need to really go through some stuff, find somebody maybe that will sit with you for a couple of hours at a time and say, look, I need to go through these things. Some of this stuff needs to be put in file folders. Other stuff needs to be just pitched. Will you help me out here, and I'll take you for a hot fudge sundae at something and something. And I'll take them out for pizza or fried chicken or whatever you want to do. However, what will happen here is that you're going to feel like you're going to be able to be in what I call the catch-up phase. And that is so meaningful to you because you are a person that really appreciates good organization. You've just had so much on your plate, though, these last couple of years, that in certain areas of your life, and I would say the clutter bug has set up residence, and it just drives you nuts because you weren't ever that way before.
Yes.
So here you are. You're going through this, hon. Just be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself and realize it's doing a little bit maybe every day or every week, however you want to do it, and just block off that time and just say, this is it, I'm doing it. I'm giving myself maybe 15 minutes at a time. But if you have someone helping you, you'll go through it so rapidly it's not even funny.
Yes.
You'll do this beautifully.
That's exactly what I was needing to look at because I just got through moving my business space in my home. So you notice that I have a lot of stuff, and it's like, whoa, today I started working on it.
And, again, if you can do it with someone, it'll go a lot faster.
Oh, dang.
I don't know about you, but in an office, I find I get so distracted, it's unbelievable. And then all of a sudden, I turn around, and there's another 2.5 feet of paper, and I go, where'd that come from? Then I turn around, and I blink. Of course, with me, it's books. That's all paper, too. But, I mean, I turn around, and my husband says, where did that 6-foot stack come from? You know, I say, well...
You know what? And that's what I'm looking at, because I'm so busy. Like, I work a lot of hours in a week, and I have my two-year-old, and I love the activities and things we do. But I also realize that I've been by myself for now. I told myself I'd give myself a year and a half because I tended to go back and forth with dating back to back. I was just wondering about that, too. Is that something that I'll meet a true partner later in life, or is that something that...
Hon, why don't you just lighten up about the partner stuff, and I'll tell you why. One of the things that you're going through, one of the evolutions you're going through, is dumping a lot of what the old belief systems are regarding a partner in your life. You're going to end up being very, very happily married. And I'm seeing you married to a man who you're going to be able to talk business with. He's going to be supportive of you. He'll be his own successful person. You are going to find that sometimes you're just going to look at him and say, how did I get so lucky? But this is not going to happen with you in the space you're in right now. And I'm looking at him in a marriage at this time. So the two of you have not yet really crossed paths. You're not ready for each other yet. So what I would like for you to do is just take joy in the person that you are at this time. time and in your growth and your development. And I would like for you to really take the time to think about what kind of a person you really want in your life. Remember, sex and love are great when they're together, but so often they're experienced separately.
Yes.
So you want it in the same package.
Yes.
And that is going to happen. But you've got to make the space in your life. And if you're really honest about your life right now, you really, down deep, don't want a man in your life because you feel like you've got so much that's going on that it would be like taking care of another child.
Yes, that's exactly what I said. I was like, wow, I want someone around, but I don't mind if they live in a different state. I don't care. I just want someone I can enjoy from time to time on my level who's not going to try to jump my bones, you know?
Oh, I love your honesty. I just think it's so refreshing. Hon, stay true to yourself. Stay true to yourself. You have a 2-year-old. You're coming into your own in a whole new way. It doesn't mean you have to play the role of a nun. It means you discriminate and you really think about what is most important to you. Because the type of men that you have attracted have been the ones that want to have a surrogate mother or sister, and they want to move in, and they want to be taken care of. You've been through that scenario. You don't need that repeat. You
Yes.
need to come to the awareness of who you are, enjoy who you are, so if you have someone in your space, terrific. If you don't, terrific. You are going to be happy with the person you are.
That's so true. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And you have a wonderful time, and I hope you can come to the Conscious Life Expo.
I can't wait. Thank you.
You're welcome. Don't forget, I'm speaking on Friday the 13th at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Thanks. Okay.
All right, dear. And just look for me. I'm going to be there.
Thanks.
All right. You have a wonderful evening now.
You too.
This is Donna Sebo. I know we're getting ready to take a break. I've got to share something with you. My husband was on a business trip just recently, and he said, I've got a gift for you. And he brought home this sign that is bright red, and on it it says chocolate, and it's in huge, huge black letters. And this is how it reads. Chocolate is cheaper than therapy, and you don't need an appointment. Yes! That's what Valentine's Day is about, right? It's the chocolate. Okay, we'll be back in just a minute. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 and worldwide, 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Interested in UFOs, the paranormal, predictions, prophecies, and psychics? Then join us along with David Icke, Sean David Morton, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Danyon Brinkley, Sonia Coquette, and many more at the 7th Annual Conscious Life Expo and Film Festival, February 13th to 16th at the LAX Hilton. Call the box office at 1-800-367-5777 or visit ConsciousLifeExpo.com for more information and discounted tickets.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Now, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here they are, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Worldwide, including the U.S., 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And all I need is your first name or your initial. Now, by the way, again, I'm going to be repeating this. I'm going to be in Los Angeles doing a talk at the Conscious Life Expo on the 13th, which is a week from this coming Friday, and I will be there. I also will be in a booth, 537, and I'll be doing many consultations for people while I'm there. Also, I'm going to have some material from Teresa Tapp that's going to be giveaway and some other good things to share. Then, for those of you in Western Washington, I want to let you know that the last weekend of March, I'll be participating in the Pacific Northwest Women's Show, so that'll all be live. That's the 27th, 28th, and 29th, and I'll have more information on that. And also in April, on April 25th, in Tacoma, Washington, I'm going to be giving a class called Mind Vision, so that's going to be coming up. And for those of you listening in Alaska, I'm going to be in Alaska between the 9th and the 15th of March. So yes, this lady's going to be on the road, but I'll tell you what, I enjoy it. I enjoy meeting those of you that I have a chance to interact with wherever I am publicly, and it's always a pleasure. It's really a pleasure. Oh, by the way, I came across some information. If you are a person that likes to really be savvy about technology, and let's face it, all of us are involved with it on one level or another. One of the individuals that especially has to be tech-savvy are students. We're not going to be talking about business people right now, but they have to be savvy too. But it's different with the young people because when you go into school anymore, it's not just carrying a calculator, which used to be the hot thing, but you've got to be able to really understand the widgets and the gadgets. And for those of us as adults, sometimes we go, goodness gracious, what else might they need? Well, of course, a laptop computer. Now, these have come down in price. They have some nice, light, small ones that are perfect just for taking around. Those laptops are just absolutely wonderful. In fact, I need to get myself one because I'm on the road now, and I'm going to be more and more on the road, and having a laptop that doesn't weigh 12 to 15 pounds is really an advantage. You can surf, you've got wireless now, and you've just got all kinds of things. So what you want with a computer, and hey, mom and pop, you may want to look at this for yourself too. You need a dual-core processor for fast speeds and smoother multitasking, a long-lasting battery, that is super important, and an integrated DVD burner and multiple USB ports. Also, you must have good security for your computer. Now, you don't have to spend a fortune to do this. You have Kensington's award-winning locks, which can be a deterrent to a thief. There's a steel cable that can connect to a small security slot on a laptop, usually at the side of the back, and you can tether it to a larger heavy object such as a desk at a library. And also there's a system called LoJack that connects a security center with a stolen laptop's whereabouts the moment it's connected to the internet. So there's all kinds of things that are out there available. Now, the latest computer mice and keyboards those little critters, well, they are now totally wireless. So you can work, if you're a student and or a busy executive, you can work anywhere that has wireless available to you. It's really, really great. It makes it a lot easier to work with. Now, favorite songs? Okay, you can have all kinds of players. You can have hard drives, flash memory, Word and Excel files, PowerPoint presentations, all kinds of good stuff. And now the computers have MP3 players that allow you to record lectures with a built-in microphone. I mean, this stuff is amazing, what you're able to do. External hard drives, you're going to need that to make sure you don't lose anything that you do. So be sure you get the bigger one. You can buy a 500 gigabyte external drive that can store up about 440 days worth of MP3 music or literally millions of documents. Gee whiz, there was a time you could never get that much on there. And, hey, digital pens and scanners for students who want to take notes instead of typing into a laptop or tapping a PDA screen, you can use one of these tools. Now, the high-tech digital pens will capture your handwriting and your drawings and will store them directly onto your computer. Walt Disney, I think, had visions of this a long time ago, and we're living it today. And handwritten notes then can be transcribed into text. And also, there is a pen that has come out that works like a highlighter, and it scans selected text into a computer. Wow, isn't that great? If you are working with a book and you're doing a paper of any kind, and hey, for those of us in business, I never knew that that tool existed. I mean, I don't make it my life's interest to go and check out all the latest widgets and gadgets. But that one, I think, is something that I could even use. And you've got multifunction printers. There's all kinds of things out there that you can get to. And more than anything else, if a person is a student, and even if you're somebody that's going to be on the road a lot and you want to save on phone bills, you can chat for free over the Internet. And you can also have a web camera with your computer that enables you to have good voice quality because you're going to be able to look at each other. That is really terrific. And don't forget, a docking station might be something that is very, very good. But when you get a docking station, make sure it fits also with your MP3 player. Well, my goodness, there's just so much good information out there, and I'm so delighted that we've been able to spend time today. Hey, tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Eric Pearl, The Reconnection. And this is something that I think you're going to find quite interesting because he has perspectives on being able to not just work with intuition, but also to be able to understand. You're never really lost. You're really just exploring. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be saying goodbye in just a moment. Remember always you're the master of your fate and that you are the captain of your soul. This is important for you to remember because without that recognition, you may think you're just a little dot in a universe that's so massive that you may feel you're insignificant. You need to know how important you are. You do make a difference. Who you are is significant, so always invest in the best and give yourself the best that you possibly can. Remember, you're the one that lives inside your skin for 24 hours a day. And if you don't believe you're worth it, certainly nobody else will. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back here right at bbsradio.com. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.